Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on in to the Link Up. Welcome on in to another week in wrestling. We are your hosts. Yes, I'm switching it up. I said we are your hosts. So I don't want no problems from this guy over here. Ron the Don, Alan Xander. Xander, man, how you feeling, man?
Oof. Roller coaster ride right now, man. It's a lot right now, but we managing to pull through is all I'm going to say.
Boy, just hopped off the water coaster SmackDown ride at Six Flags, huh?
Nah. I ain't even nowhere near no damn Six Flags.
Shoot. But I don't know if you seen, man. PWI just dropped their annual top 500 wrestlers list. We got the men's and the women's. We're going to get straight into that. I'm going to share my screen. So, let you all see for yourselves. We're going to start with the men here. Let me get this, John. All right. So at number one, we got Cody Rhodes. Number two, Swerve Strickland. Number three, Will Ospreay. Number four, Seth Rollins. Number five, Tetsuya Naito. Number six, Damian Priest. Number seven, MJF. Eight, John Moxley. Nine, Gunther. And 10, Mystico. Do you see any problems in this top 10 thus far? Because I got a lot of questions.
Not going to lie. Shout out to Swerve Strickland from going from 112 to number 2. That is a major jump, bro. Major jump. And also shout out Damian Priest, too, because that's the jump, too. Number 71 to top 10? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Let's see. MJF kind of stayed where he was at. Now, not gonna lie, they could have put Jey Uso in at number 10. That's all I'm saying. That's my only thing right there about them top 10.
But what I would say, Jey Uso went from not even being in the top 500 to now he's number 17. So if that don't tell y'all what type of year this man's gonna have,
that just means that next year. He should be top 10 because seen that. And hey, he was on the list, so you're right.
The only problems I got with this list, I got a few, though, because I don't know what we're basing it on. And, I respect PWI. They definitely been doing this longer than we've been doing this podcast. But we got Seth at number 4. Now, Seth, when he's, available, he's like he was last year, he's number 1, but so far in 2024, he's been in and out. So can you really say, yes, he put on that banger at Mania, from the Rumble to the Mania, competing with injury and all that. I get that. But, Seth is up there at number 4. I think he could have been down some. Gunther at number 9 is crazy.
Now, see.
Maybe I'm a stan, but Gunther at number 9 is crazy.
Now, see, this is where the hot take comes into play, which it may not be a hot take, but to some fans of this person I'm about to mention, it's a hot take. Honestly, from the work he's put in, I think Gunther and Seth Rollins should switch.
That's all I was trying to say. Hey, you said
Gunther and Seth Rollins should switch because Seth Rollins done enough to stay at top 10, but not enough to be that high.
That's all I'm trying to say. Dang. Right on the show.
Dang.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Bro, that's the cramps. That's that wrestling cramp.
I was going to say, y'all seeing the behind the scenes of what it's like after a wrestler come from training.
Dang, bro. That was bad. That was all on my leg, man.
You got to get them electrolytes in your system.
That, and I got to get that little... what's that electrical? The little
the massager machine thing.
Yeah, the massager thing.
Another thing that I find a little issue with Samoa Joe. He really hasn't even been on AEW this year, outside of earlier this year. And I think Bryan Danielson should take his spot. I think Drew McIntyre. Well, now Drew McIntyre is in a fair spot. Let me not get crazy.
Yeah.
But
But I mean, some can argue that you could switch Sami Zayn and Drew McIntyre, but that's not really saying much like that.
Also, shout out Mystico, you know, formerly known as Sin Cara, going crazy.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do my homework on him because I need to see why he's at the number 10 spot.
Nah, I saw a video of him on Instagram the other day, like what he's been doing in Mexico. Like, it was just funny because all the comments was like, how come he couldn't do this in WWE? How come he couldn't? But bro was going crazy, bro.
There probably is a thing, though. Like, I mean, sometimes you've heard stories about how, you know, they sometimes limit their moveset. You know what I mean? Yeah. That probably could be a thing. But the fact that Ilya Dragunov is, like, damn near in the top 50 is crazy.
Shoot, I'm looking at
top 30. You know, he's in the top 30. You got
Trick Williams in the top 30. LA Knight made it in. You know, we seeing big jumps. Moose went from 220.
Edge is in the what?
He did have top a little 30? Run. He did have a little run before he got hurt.
I'm sorry. I'm not calling him AC. I'm not saying that name, bro.
I'm surprised he's over Christian Cage now. That's kind of shocking. Oh, you got Alex Shelley at 23. I know he did have a run with the title not that long ago. You know, we're going to get to him in a little minute. We got Logan Paul on the list, number 37.
Where he at? Okay, no. Well, hey, I mean, I can't really complain about that. I can't complain about that.
But this right here might be a problem.
Well, that's a major bump down.
Yeah, this might be a problem.
28 to 42? Top 50? You went from top 30 to top 50. Okay, hey, Carmelo Hayes.
Not in the top 30.
Carmelo Hayes took a major jump down.
Shoot, we got Joe Hendry.
Hey, he's making his move up. He's jump up in the ranks, so. Oh, but Femi's on there. Wait. We gotta talk about that. Randy Orton? Just now, wait, he was on the list last year?
He was hurt.
He
didn't come back
to put him at 500.
He didn't come back to Survivor Series, bro. He was hurt. You could have put him
at 500, man. You could have put him at 500.
No, I ain't.
Just because he's Randy Orton, you could have put him at 500.
You know, conspicuous by his absence, I haven't seen Roman Reigns on this list yet. Just gonna say.
Yeah. Now,
but we got Solo Sikoa at 66.
What I will say about Solo Sikoa, I don't care. Now, this might be a hot take. He deserves that spot, bro. Nah, he deserves that spot. So, hey, I ain't no complaints about that.
You got Dominic at number 69. You know, I don't know if that's a coincidence.
That's a crazy coincidence because of everything that's going on right now with him. That's a crazy spot to put him in. Hey, PW Insider. Hey, PW, shout out to you, man. Shout out to y'all for that. Because that right there is crazy. Y'all ain't slick. Matt Cardona still, you know, holding himself up on there. Roger Strong. Okay, got Roger Strong. Chad Gable on. Okay. Chris Jericho was 24 last year?
We got the boy Jacob Fatu at 94. That's kind of...
Hey, that's what's up. Yeah. Matt Riddle's still in the top 100.
You got Javon Evans at 95 after not making the list last year. So that tells you how much, you know, he's been getting bouncy at NXT.
The fact that he's in the top 100 when he just started? Yeah, he's dangerous. Like, I see a future championship running his future, man. North American Championship, they're going to slap that on him soon. Watch when I tell you.
My boy Pac fell all the way down here at 112.
Doing Shinsuke Nakamura so bogus.
Yeah.
Let's see.
AJ Francis made 126. You know,
Frankie Kazarian, he's on there.
I'm not in, tune into TNA. That used to be top dollar in WWE. So, he's doing his thing.
Yeah.
Ray Phoenix was hurt, so I understand it. But the fact that he all the way down here,
I still can't get over the botch. Can't get over the botch he did, though, man.
Yeah.
AJ Francis and SmackDown.
They got Bronson Reed all the way down here at 144. That's kind of, I mean, he up from last year, but that's kind of surprising a little bit.
Kenta made the list, okay.
Got Roosh on there. Sheamus at 172.
Damn.
Let's see. Dijak is on there.
Dijak. He made a major jump.
I'm surprised I ain't see Hologram on here yet.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you're going to be on here soon. Pete Dunne.
Nick Wayne at 190 over Pete Dunne. Crazy.
Mm.
You got Andrade. D'Angelo's on here. Danhausen. He still wrestle? I ain't hear from Danhausen in a minute.
Danhausen's on this. I ain't going to say nothing.
What? And Wesley is under him at 208.
I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm not gonna say nothing.
I ain't gonna lie. Excuse me for not being tuned in, but what happened to my guy Timothy Thatcher, bro? Where is he?
That is a really good question. He used to be hard hitting.
Yeah, I'm gonna look it up.
Cause, bro, you know what would have been a good dream match, bro?
Ooh.
Hunter and Timothy Thatcher. Timothy that Thatcher been a banger.
They actually did that in NXT. When they went to 2.0 before he got released.
Now I'm talking about like main roster yeah. Gunther, the run he's on now, and Timothy Thatcher was on the babyface. Cause you probably slap a babyface run on him, just for the heck of it.
Yeah, he's in MLW and Pro Wrestling Noah. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I keep up with them a little bit. Omos is on this list.
He's over Pentagon Jr., bro.
You could have really used that spot for somebody on the independent circuit. You did not have to give it to no dang on Omos. I'm sorry.
You got Tomatonga on here at 229. Still no Roman Reigns.
I don't know if Roman Reigns is going to be on this one. Austin Theory.
Bro, but they got, like, if you really think about it, he had less matches than Seth Rollins, no doubt. But, like, oh, there go Hologram at 247. But he had less matches than Seth Rollins, but they both, like, when it came to, like, showing up, nah, never mind. Let me shut the hell up. At least he was around.
Leo Rush.
Austin Theory, 257. Yep. Johnny Gargano. 259. Grayson Waller, 261. Boy Rich.
Grayson Waller? That low? Nasty work.
Jonathan the Miz? Gresham.
Kofi? That low?
Zachary
Nasty
Lance.
Work. I don't see no names that I came across.
Xavier Woods at 299.
Any of these dang shows I've been to. Xavier Woods
Rhino?
From not making it last year.
Rhino's on this list? Rhino still wrestle? Flip
Karrion
Gordon.
Cross. Okay, you know what, Karrion? You deserve that spot.
Shelton Benjamin. I ain't gonna lie, I feel like some of these
Lance
people just... I feel like some of these people just thrown on here just because.
Will All Day, okay, cool. That's a name that I recognize. He in Reality Wrestling.
Here goes Zilla at 339.
Yep. Zilla, another name, Reality Wrestling. So Reality Wrestling definitely got some people on this list.
Ricky Starks, 252. Man, we're PJ Hawks, man.
I ain't gonna lie, I thought that said Sammy Kiss and not Sunny Kiss. I was about to say, the commentator at Wildcat made the list? Okay.
Angelico, bro. Angelico is an underrated wrestler, bro. I'm gonna just say that. Jeez, I ain't gonna lie. Man. Shout out to Lucha Underground. I miss Lucha Underground.
Cheeseburger.
Where? Oh.
What's Cheeseburger.
A bro, wasn't he in NXT for a little bit? Or no?
I don't know.
And what happened Sean to Spears? What happened to bro, what was the dude that left NXT because he thought it was like they didn't care about black people, bro?
Oh, you talking about Jordan Miles or Super ACH is his name
on Indies? ACH, yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to ACH?
I don't know, man. Dude fell off the map. But bro, dude was doing his thing, bro. I seen the last match he had before exiting. Bro, that was a bro. He'd have been great, bro, in NXT. That dude was something, man.
Yeah, Baron Corbin at 453.
Yeah, but dog got in his own damn way.
Hold on. How did Danny Luna make this list?
Johnny TV. I'm going to assume that's John Morrison.
Am I tripping?
Who?
Donnie Luna? Like, that's a woman wrestler, though.
I mean,
no, I ain't about to get into it. Just in case, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to.
Press the name and see what pop up. Yeah. She probably wrestles a lot of dudes. That's probably what it is.
Makes sense. Maybe I'm just not tapped in. Well,
yeah.
I'm about to say, I don't know if I'm...
Who's in the 400s?
It's a long list, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We got the women's wrestlers coming out next.
All right, I was about to say we was on Johnny TV. John Morrison on the list. It's cool. Let's see.
Tony Nese. He's still in
AEW. I think 500 was that meme guy. Yup, 500 was memes or Blue Kane. Whatever the hell his name is.
Alright, so that was the men's. Anything really stood out to you? Like, you know, you saw disrespect, anything you really liked?
I mean, you had some disrespectful moments in there. I ain't gonna lie. The fact that Roman wasn't on the list, that kind of, I'm pretty sure that left a sour taste in a lot of people's mouths, but I mean.
The final boss wasn't on there.
Yeah, but I mean, The Rock wrestled, what, one match? So I can understand him not being on there.
That made quite the impact.
That's the thing. Now, I don't know if are they going off of... Now, that's the thing I need to figure out. Are they going off of matches or are they going off of, like... Is there, like, a certain criteria that they're, like, setting where it's, like, matches, promos, character? Like, are they going off of that or are they just going off of matches? Because they're going off of just matches? That list makes sense.
I would like to assume that they're just going off of matches.
That list makes perfect sense if we're going off of matches. That list makes sense. Like,
you know, maybe we skip through it. Well, nah, he was out, wasn't he? Sammy Guevara. I didn't see him or Dustin Rhodes on this list.
Nah, Dustin Rhodes is on there. He on there.
I must have just...
Yeah, he was on there. He's in the 400s, I think. 400s, 300s, either one.
I didn't see Chris Sabin. He probably was on there, but I didn't see him. I saw Orange Cassidy. I saw him. Josh Alexander. Eddie Kingston, number 20. All right, man. Let's get to the women's wrestlers. Speaking of the women's wrestlers, man, we found out that Rhea Ripley about to get that max extension contract. You know, 5-year extension. Is this good for WWE? I mean, of course, right?
Yeah, they want to keep their top star happy. So, what better way than to pay more money? And for a longer stay. So, I mean, hey, I'm sure they're not complaining. They were willing to throw the money at her. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, if you can keep her, keep her.
Yeah, I think she's definitely somebody to build a company around in the future, for sure.
Right.
Oh.
And this is at an angle right now with
Raquel.
With Raquel and Liv, so. But is Raquel officially in the Judgment Day now? Excuse me.
I would assume so. I guess they trying to go to Shawn Michaels and Diesel vibes with that one. But
yeah.
It's a wait and see what, you know, they definitely cooking on Monday Night Raw. We're going to get to that, but let's get to these women's rankings. Number one, Timeless Toni Storm. I had no problems with this. I had no problems with this. She did great work. I had no problem with this. Now, when the internet called her out for that one move she was trying to do, it was looking tough. But, you know, overall, she did great work. Followed by Jordynne Grace at number two, Rhea Ripley at number three, Micah at number four from Japan, Stephanie Fakir, just debuted on NXT last night, at number five, Sari at number six, Bayley at number seven, Willow Nightingale at number eight, Mariah May at number nine, Athena at number 10, who is like literally been having an under the radar type year, you know, being the ROH Women's Champion. And that was your top 10. Then after that, 11, we got Roxanne Perez, 12, Liv Morgan, 13, Io Sky, 14, Mayu Iwatana, and 15, Masha Slamovich. Anybody, any shocks, any, you know, nobody you see here that you feel like is underrated?
Hot take, incoming for some, but you know me, I don't give a damn. Rhea Ripley and Toni Storm, interchangeable all day, every day. I don't care.
Yeah. It's crazy because WWE had both of them at one point in time feuding.
Right.
I'm trying to think. Like, is there any, like, anybody on this top 10 that I feel like should be in there? I think
Roxanne Perez should be in that top 10 over Mariah May. Definitely. Yeah.
If, again, like we said for the men's, I don't know if this is based off wrestling matches, but I'm surprised. Like, I'm looking at the top 20. Nia Jax is not in the top 20. And I'm actually shocked about that.
That's a hot take. That's a hot take right there. She deserves to be in that top 20. After the work she put in, she deserved it. Yeah. She deserved that top 20. She got robbed.
Bianca's not in the top 20.
Which some will argue is understandable.
Yeah,
some can argue that.
I understand because she's been put in a tag team, but that don't mean the matches have been, you know, garbage.
Right.
I'm surprised Julia is not up here, but she has been kind of like in limbo, like going from going to NXT. So, but we got Lyra Valkyria. She's at number 21, and Nia Jax is at number 22. Lyra Valkyria is at number 20. Becky Lynch at number 17. Shout out to Kenzie Page, number 24. Riho, number 25. Julia Hart, 26. Tiffany Stratton at 32.
Dang, shout out Kalani for being top 30.
Yeah, Kalani at 29. Naomi at 30.
That's a shocker right there.
Hikaru Shida, 31. Bianca is all the way at 34, from number 3 to 34. And
Jade Cargill went down, bro.
WWE gonna be forever fighting them claims, man, and that's all I'm gonna say. Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah, Chris Statlander at number 36. Red Velvet, I ain't hear that name in a minute. Sky Blue at 54. Queen Amanada, 50, 55. Rena, 58. Thunder Rosa, 65. You know who I haven't seen yet?
Who?
CEO. And that's crazy. Like, let me go back. Maybe I'm tripping, but
there's an option right on your computer where you can, like,
could search the names.
You can search for it on the thing. Yeah, you can search for it on the thing if you really want to know where they at.
Better
yet, you know what? Let's get the line. I want to see if she's on there. Let's get the line real quick. I want to see where she at.
I put Monet, and it's not finding that name. So now I gotta go look for her.
If you typed it in, bro, I don't know if they on there.
Yeah, I typed it in. Well, let me see. So, cause Soraya probably on here. So let me look for Soraya. She not on here either. Okay, let me go with somebody I know is on here.
Yeah, type it. Okay, yep.
So they not on here.
Type in Mercedes, bro. Let's see what falls up. Type in Mercedes. If she's not on there, I'm at the lab, bro.
Nah, she's not on here, bro.
No.
Let me check something real quick.
She gotta be on there, bro.
Bro, she has to be on here. I typed in Zelina Vega. I typed in Zelina Vega and she wasn't on here. And I feel like... So we got Zoe Stark.
Now, if them three are not on that list, that is a crazy... That's nasty work.
We got Lola Vice on here.
Top 100. Natalia made the top 100.
This is crazy.
But Zelina Vega ain't on here?
Chelsea Green at 112. Shout out Chelsea Green.
Well deserved for the jump.
Sol Ruka at 107.
Serena Deeb, she been putting that work in.
Oh, this stopped at 117.
There might be more on that list, bro. Hold on.
Let me actually go to the PWI website.
Yeah, I was about to say, bro. She gotta be on there, bro.
Ain't no way. Especially because they got Mercedes Moné on the front of one of their magazines, bro. Ain't no way.
Alright, so just look up PWI 250 and click the second link. The one that's from progresswrestling.com. Full list. It should be like full list. Because it goes to 250.
This is crazy, though. Even if she, bro, she's not even in the top 100. Like,
where's she at?
No, I'm just saying, like, if that's the official list and she's not in the top 100, let's see. Let's search it again. Monet. She not.
We trying to give you the benefit of the doubt. Well, that's not the full. Oh, that's not the full list. Yeah, try pressing that one. Let me see. Because I'm pretty sure it was... Because I was on the link. Oh, wait. That's the wrong one. Hold on. Yeah, this is the wrong one. This is for 2023. I'm trying to look for the 2024 list. The whole 2024 list. I don't want to see the full list, man. Why are they not showing the full list? Okay, this is the full list right here, I think. Nope, that's not the full list. It's 2023,
2024. Maybe they haven't released. I don't think they released the full list yet. I think they stopped at 172. Okay. That's what I think it is.
So that's why they probably it's probably not done.
But still, bro, she not in the top 100, bro.
No, not in the top 117. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, but you know, let's get to her company, man. This past weekend we had Wrestle Dream, and I'm sorry to tell you, bro, but your prediction was wrong.
Wrong. I don't even want to talk about it.
Well, let's talk about it.
This is what we're gonna bring to the Xander slander, because I gotta get something off my chest. Look, hey. Y'all, I am a human being. Okay, nobody is perfect. So I can't get everything right. So how about you sit back, like how Roman Reigns says, how about you sit back, take a sip of your beer, and shut your mouth? And that is courtesy of Mr. All-in-One from the 631. Xander.
Can't do nothing but respect it. But, man, what did you think of Wrestle Dream? We saw MJF come back. We saw Adam Cole come back with an Adam Boone t-shirt. We saw Hangman lose to Jay White, which I kind of felt like with the momentum he was having was kind of crazy. We saw my guy, Konosuke Takeshita, become the new AEW All-Atlantic champion after a Kyle Fletcher heel turn. We saw some other stuff. Then we saw Jon Moxley defeat and retire Bryan Danielson with a Wheeler Yuta heel turn. Yeah. At the very end.
I don't know how to feel about that. I just feel like whenever Tony Khan is in like a weird, like, you know, situation with the company or whatever, it's like he just has that Jon Moxley AEW champion button just on standby. He just flip it up and just press that button. So it's like, man, what, he's been like 4-time AEW champion? He's been AEW champ for like almost every year he's been in AEW.
Yeah, like 3 or 4 times.
That is wild, bro. Like, oh my God. But shout out Jon Moxley, you know what I mean? This little reset, I want to see what he does with this title right now. I want to see. So
he talking about cleansing the company, so I want to see how.
Yeah, I want to see who's cleansing the company, because Jon Moxley is not the one that's, you know, is not behind this. He's just doing all the fighting and all the bidding for it, but somebody else is behind this. And we need to find out who that person is.
You already know who it is. Here comes
the money. This is the thing. I know who it is, but I ain't saying no names because, like, look, man. Like, the Undertaker's undefeated streak. It's just gone, bro. I can't predict like that.
Hey, but I will say, though, I feel like, to an extent, your theory could be half right, because I do see Darby Allin taking that title off him now just for Christian Cage to possibly cash in on.
Yes.
So
my theory could be half right.
I don't think Christian gonna cash in on Jon Moxley.
No.
So
you know what? I'll take half the points then. I'll take half the points, because half of my theory is still alive, but the full theory is not in effect. It's dumb.
But how did you feel about that? How did you feel about Jay White returning, like, you know, calling out Hangman, Adam Page? Those two have a match, and Adam Page actually takes the loss.
That kind of explains why he's so low on the list now. Now is it? So not disrespect Hangman, Adam Page, because he is one of the pioneers in AEW. You know what I mean? One of the ones I was watching when they first came out. So I mean, but hey. You win some and you lose some, so.
Well, lastly, we got Adam Cole coming back, returning to fight MJF, which is funny because last time we saw Adam Cole before he got injured again, MJF was the face and Adam Cole was the heel. But now it's roles in reverse. Are you excited for Adam Cole and MJF feud being that this
is kind of confusing? it's kind of confusing because, like, so I'm pretty sure they turned MJF heel based on the fact that they didn't have a timestamp when Adam Cole was coming back. So when Adam Cole did come back, when he was able to wrestle again, now they kind of backed themselves in the corner with, like, okay, now we're in a double turn scenario. So it's like, which it kind of, in storyline wise, it kind of doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? Because if you think about it, you know, like you said, MJF is the one that wants his get back on Adam Cole, yet he's running away. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't watch AEW too much. Like, you know what I mean? Like, to like, know that. So, I don't know, man. It's just kind of, I don't know if I can get behind that one.
Well, let's see if you can get behind what's going on SmackDown. We had Roman acknowledging Jimmy Uso, and Jimmy Uso acknowledging the fact that Roman and Jimmy can't do this by themselves. They need help, Uso. And to which Roman responded, "No yeet." We also had Kevin Owens going after Cody, then going after Randy Orton and putting him down. Then we also got a bunch of stuff with the women's division between Liv, Rhea, Nia, Naomi, Raquel, and Tiffany Stratton. Carmelo, Hayes, and Andrade going to Game 7. Nick Aldis announced a surprise team to face Los Garzas on this upcoming week of SmackDown. And in the main event, Solo defeated his brother Jimmy Uso in the Bloodline put down not only Jimmy, but Roman Reigns as well. What was your thoughts on SmackDown?
Hey, y'all have Jimmy losing in his return match?
No respect.
I don't know, man. That's kind of... I can't say that this is the most memorable SmackDown, but I'm gonna throw a theory out there. Even though he got attacked and is getting beat down by him, I still think Randy Orton is kind of in with Kevin Owens.
I don't think he in with him necessarily. I feel like he gonna see the light because he gonna get tired of fighting Cody Rhodes' battles sooner or later.
Right.
Because he had to fight the Bloodline. Now he gonna fight Kevin Owens. Then who's gonna be next? You know, he gonna get sick and tired of fighting Cody Rhodes' battles.
Right. So.
Do we care about this whole women's crown jewel match? Do we honestly, can we say we care?
Skip.
Fair. All right. Who do you think, this is an obvious question, but who do you think will be the surprise team for Los Garzas on this upcoming week of SmackDown?
Motor City Machine Gun.
Hey, and that was basically SmackDown. You know, Roman said no yeet, so we all know where this is going, which takes us to Monday Night Raw. Again, started off with Liv and Raquel putting down Rhea and Tiffany Stratton. Before I get too carried away, they were on SmackDown and they were involved in Monday Night Raw, but it looks like Lash Legend and Jakarta Jackson are slowly being brought up to the main roster. And inserted in the women's tag team division. So they made their presence on SmackDown and Raw. And they got cut off by Kevin Owens, which was funny. But yeah, they cost Damage Control their shot at the tag team championship. Bron Breakker explained why he attacked Jay. He said he respected Jay and Jay disrespected him. Bronson Reed and Seth Rollins are set to clash. We actually got the return of not the Viking Raiders, but the War Raiders. You know, they should have just said War Machine. They're back. They advance in the tag team tournament against the Alpha Academy. Gunther and Cody came face to face, and Gunther doing the great things that he's capable of, telling Cody Rhodes how much of a non-worthy champion he is. Well, no, he didn't say non-worthy, but he basically said Cody is too distracted that he's a secondary champion. Bron Breakker defeated Kofi Kingston, speared the hell out of Xavier Woods. Jey Uso came to make the save, and then Jimmy tried to come and ask Jey for help, but Jey wasn't having it. R-Truth defeated The Miz. The Miz put down R-Truth when it was all said and done, but the Wyatt family seems to be after him. And then we had a crazy main event with all the women. Nia Jax came out, interfered in the match. Tiffany was about to cash in on Liv, but Dominic Mysterio saved the day. And that was just as fast as I said all of that, was as fast as Monday Night Raw was, being that they are now back to 2 hours. What was your thoughts on all of that and Monday Night Raw?
2 hour Raw. Still getting used to it again, man. 2 hours. Oof, but hey, it's what the fans wanted, right?
But it don't seem like they want it now.
Well, that's why when they go to Netflix, it's going to be back to 3 hours. So,
and then SmackDown going to 3 hours.
So is SmackDown going to 3 hours or is it Raw? Or is it both?
Both.
Okay, so they both going to 3 hours. Okay, cool. Yeah, I can see SmackDown going to 3 hours because they're going to be on USA. Mm-hmm. So USA was known for having 3 hour wrestling. So they're trying to keep that. But I really have no thoughts. I just know that this whole Jey Uso thing and Jimmy Uso thing, Jay's going to give in. He's going to give in. He's going to help his brother and his cousin. So
yeah, I'm curious to see how this is going to play out. Because somebody is going to cost Jey Uso that Intercontinental Championship.
Well, Bloodline, probably.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be Bloodline, the Teemu version, or the OG Bloodline. But somebody is going to cost him that match. What I could see happening is the Solo and his Bloodline show up. And in the efforts to help Jey, Jimmy comes, but he ends up screwing Jey over, which creates more disconnect. And who's going to bridge that gap? The same guy that lost the World Heavyweight Championship a week ago, Sami Zayn.
I can see that. But I know it's too early for Crown Jewel predictions. But I got to get this out the way. As far as Cody Rhodes and Gunther, who gets pinned? Because I feel like they backed themselves up in a corner with this whole
Crown Jewel Championship thing. It doesn't make sense.
Who takes the pin, bro?
It's gonna be Cody because The Rock is gonna come back and ruin everything.
But bro, you don't just get a pin over Cody Rhodes, bro. It's been three people since he came back that pinned Cody Rhodes. Roman, Drew, and The Rock.
Didn't Solo Solo beat him too? In a tag match, didn't he pin like
Solo? It's crazy how like you see how forgettable that it was, bro. Crazy, but yeah, man, it's just like only four people have pinned him, bro, since coming back. So. Now, as far as Gunther goes, only one that's pinned him on the main roster is Sami Zayn. So, like I said, bro, they backed themselves up in a corner. I don't even want to make a prediction. I just want to see how this whole thing plays out. So, honestly, whenever like that episode does come around when we have to make our predictions for Crown Jewel, I'm just gonna stay silent, bro. Because I can't make my mind up on that. I just got to see how it plays out.
Ooh. Shout out to Matt Cordona, man.
Oh, and we also got to talk about while you're looking for this Reddit post. Guess who's going to be making a guest appearance at Wildcats Revolution Rumble.
Is it the Brian Kendrick.
The Brian Kendrick, he's going to be there. But it's also some other names that are going to be there as well. Can you make a guess? I'll give you a hint. It's somebody that we talked about on this podcast, right? That we said a lot of people came across of and actually got, you know, in front of the eyes of, you know, the WWE.
Joe Hendry?
Nah. He's a veteran. He's a veteran.
A vet that we talked about.
Now, we talked about that numerous names, that he's seen numerous names and co-signed them, and they got in the eyes of the WWE.
The world's strongest man.
Mark Henry. Lot left in the tank. Yes, Mark Henry, bro. Mark Henry, the Dudley Boys, and Mandy Sachs. And the Sandman are going to be at the Revolution Rumble.
Mandy Sachs.
Sachs, Rose, whatever you want to call her, man.
Saying that I might make my debut. But, you know, I finally found something else. I'm kidding. But, so we got a question on the Reddit right here that I found interesting. People in the comments or people who watch this, man, we want y'all to comment so we can have stuff to talk about. Whatever you want us to talk about, just let us know. But I found this one on Reddit. In your opinion, what is the worst Royal Rumble? I already know the answer.
Worst Royal Rumble? Like, of any era?
Yeah. I already know the answer.
I want to hear your answer first. I might be able to go off on yours, but I think I kind of know. I kind of know where you're going. So I want to hear you first. You go first.
The one where Roman Reigns won, and The Rock helped him. Because, like I felt like one, me being an AJ Styles fan, that was his debut. And he ain't even, like, do too much in there. Then it's just like, what's so crazy? What doesn't get talked about enough? And I've been meaning to say this. And I don't know if it's...
No, wait. I got to stop you. I got to fact check you. AJ Styles didn't make his debut in that Royal Rumble. He made the debut at the Royal Rumble where
the championship title was on the line. I get those two confused.
Yeah.
But... Yeah. Yeah, he still should have won. He should have won. Not Triple H. But
shoot, he should have debuted. No, he really should have debuted at the 2015 Royal Rumble, the one that you were talking about.
Yeah.
When it wasn't for no championship. And he could have won that.
That too. But, like, this one thing I'm going to say, though. Roman Reigns is praised now. But back then when everybody was hating on Roman Reigns, people forget. Right when Seth Rollins turned on the Shield, before Roman Reigns caught that hernia, he was like one of the most over wrestlers. And then people just, because of the booking, people just started hating. Because in that Royal Rumble, I remember this, but in that same Royal Rumble, Daniel Bryan got eliminated early. And I think CM Punk eliminated himself, if I'm not mistaken.
That was the last Rumble before you went on that hiatus.
Yeah, and then, so nobody in that match that people really wanted to see win won. And I just felt like, you know, cool, Roman Reigns won, and we're going to get Roman versus Brock Lesnar, but nobody really wanted to see that.
Yeah. Now, to go off of your answer now that I had some time to think, the worst Royal Rumble, in my opinion... Royal Rumble 1999, when Vince McMahon won the championship. Really?
Story-wise, I felt like it wasn't that bad.
I mean, but that's just me, man. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's other ones that can go on this list. You could argue that the largest Royal Rumble was one of the worst Royal Rumbles, the 40-man. Yeah, that's why they never brought it back.
Yeah, that was pretty terrible.
You can make an argument with that one. You can make an argument with the one that's on the picture right now, 2019, where they just threw Nia Jax around, even though it was funny as hell. It was funny. Because at that time, she was unsafe. And she had to get a taste of it. Be like, okay, we finna show you. We got to show you something.
2019, so, that was the one that, which one was the one that Brock won? Where it was Brock and Ronda Rousey in the same night. Was that 2019? Because that year sucked too.
Who won this one that's on the screen right now for 2009? Who won that one?
I know Becky Lynch.
I think
Lynch.
It was either Shinsuke or Seth Rollins.
I want to say it was Seth and Becky, or was it Shinsuke and Becky?
Oh, shit. Shoot. Sorry. You got to blur that out. You got to blur that out, sir.
Seth Rollins.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay.
But one of my favorites, though, if we, like, you know, to put it in reverse, the 2000 Royal Rumble, where, like, The Rock and The Big Show, that one. Um, 2001, where Stone Cold Steve Austin had won. That one was a good one. Shoot, anything in the Attitude Era, I actually like their Royal Rumbles. Like the one that
some really good Royal Rumbles.
The first one that
except
led
99.
To 99. Is that the one that led to The Rock and Austin for the first time at WrestleMania? I think so.
I have to fact check that.
Yeah, I think so. But I'm trying to think. The Royal Rumble with when John Cena and Batista accidentally got eliminated at the same time, that one was cool.
Vince tore both his quads going into the ring. Ooh.
I can't remember if it was 2009 or the 2010, but the Royal Rumble where Shawn Michaels and Undertaker was were they the last?
When they started out?
No, they were like the last ones. I can't remember. And then the Royal Rumble.
That was 2008 because 2008. Undertaker won that Royal Rumble.
Because if you really go back and look at it, that set up their rivalry for the next WrestleManias. If you really like go back and look at it.
A good Royal Rumble for me. The first one that John Cena won when he came back from that tour pec. That was a good one.
I was gonna say that one next.
2004. That was a good one.
That
was the guy.
I was gonna say that was the guy that
won. Well, it was the guy who went at number one and, you know, eliminated Big Show to win the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I said that was a damn good Rumble and a damn good WrestleMania main event because the whole full circle moment. I got to give props to that, so.
Who you got? Early predictions. Who do you think gonna win the Royal Rumble next year?
So as far as it's set up right now, I got, this is going to shock you, bro.
Is it?
Give me Roman Reigns.
That don't shock me at all. I was going to say, it's either going to be one or two people. Actually, one or three people. I was going to say, if not Roman Reigns, it's Braun Breaker.
Okay.
And then, you got to throw the final boss in there just for story purposes.
Bro. Brock wins the Royal Rumble, I'm going to do the same thing that I did when Goldberg beat the Fiend Bray Wyatt, bro, for the Universal title. I'm turning that TV off. That's it. Good night.
Now, if you ask me who would I like to see win the Royal Rumble, just because I would want to see somebody win the Royal Rumble, I got two people. Jey Uso and Jacob Fatu. Like, I feel like those two people, probably not this upcoming year, but down the line, I would want to see it.
Yeah.
Trick Williams, too, add him in there. To be honest,
the match.
Is that put? You know, I was about to say, I don't even care about who wins the Royal Rumble as long as we get, say, his name and he appears.
Oh, yeah. No, look, count me in right now, bro. Like, I will bet whatever I have to bet to tell you that that's going to happen. Joe Hendrick is going to be in this year's Royal Rumble coming up. It's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when he's going to be in that Royal Rumble match. I was saying that since for a while now, since he started, since he debuted in NXT. He's going to be in that Royal Rumble match.
Definitely. Period. And I can see Ethan Page being there because he got some unfinished beef with CM Punk. So that'll be interesting. Yeah. But that's been our show for today's, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, man, hit us up, you know, on Instagram at the_link_up_pod. You know, you'll see, you know, in our bio, me, Xander, and our homie OG Key holding down the sports pod, you know, all on there. If you want to follow us individually, you know, hit us up with ideas, questions, anything. You know, we just want to create and, you know, be our true selves for you guys, because we ain't even scratched the surface of who we really are. I can get crazy on here. I'm just, you know, waiting for somebody to provoke me. Like Steve Austin in 2004, general manager, provoke me, Kane. Provoking.
Well, it ain't gonna happen over here, bro.
But anything you want to say to the people before we head on out of here?
I ain't got nothing except that, you know what I mean? The promotion that I'm currently in, Wildcat Sports, is having the Revolution Rumble. So if you're in the New Orleans area, we're gonna be at the Pontchartrain Center in Kenner, Louisiana. Tickets are on sale at wildcat.eventbrite.com right now. They're active. So, and I may have some good news in the coming weeks. Either some good news or some bad news. But I'm not going to put the details out there. But if you're smart enough, y'all can put two and two together. You know what I mean? We got some stuff cooking up because I ain't letting up on nothing. And y'all going to see a lot of me really, really soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, you guys send me that so I can put that in the bio so they can do that. Or you can follow my mans on Instagram at Alexander_. Feel me? We're going to have that in the bio as well. And like that, ladies and gentlemen, as I always say, before we head on out of here, or when we head on out of here, we out.
Peace.
Forever and I'm just not getting started. That's the one. Yeah.